I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We are here to discuss Season 12, Episode 11. It was an epic episode, mostly because it had puppets. I am your host, 123 Jackie V. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman, a.k.a. Lorraine Love.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ollie Drennan Dreamer.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Jayla Rocks with three X's if you're nasty.
Yes, your favorite puppet in the whole wide world.
Yes. I wish we, you know what? I do wish we had puppets of each other. I think that would be fun.
Oh. You know
mostly, what? I just want to reach into a glory hole and bring out a puppet. Yeah,
I was just about to say that. I was like, I actually do like sometimes having a fist up my ass every now and then. So.
Happy Mother's Day on that note.
Hey, I know, right? Happy Mother's Day. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. We thank all the moms who are tuning in, watching us, all the biological moms, but all the drag moms and all the people who act like mother figures for other people. So we thank you.
Yes, for sure.
I also want to thank, I'm going to the live chat, those who are joining us live. Rihanna is joining us every week. She's like stalking us.
No, she loves me.
She loves you, Jayla. It's true. It's true. Chucky Chuck, Danny Green, Robin LeBlanc, thank you guys so much for joining us live. We love it when you join us live. We love it even more when you give us that thumbs up or five stars. Five stars on iTunes, thumbs up on YouTube, and you could become fan of the week with your comment, as long as it's not shady. Well, if you give us a thumbs up or five stars, I don't care.
Yeah, we'll still read it.
So what were your initial thoughts of the episode? We had an epic guest, Whoopi Goldberg. We had a puppet challenge, which fulfilled my life goals. So Jayla, initial thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll tell you my initial thoughts. So I feel like I said, this is a very refreshing take on what it takes to get to the finale. Like, you know, because like I said, in a couple of episodes ago, that this is the moment, like this is your work the world audition. This is your, how well you're going to sell your tickets in the future, how packed your booth is going to be at DragCon, you know what I mean? So you, all of these things are not just for show, it's a boot camp, you know what I mean? So I feel like they kind of got through, and we got to see who truly has personality and who doesn't.
I think it's hard to do. I was thinking myself, like, you would have to pre-plan for this challenge, because I'm like, I don't know what I would come up with last minute if they were like, do a one-person show, you know, draw from your own experience. And I kept thinking, like, yeah, I would probably bomb, because I would have, if I didn't really pre-plan for it and like pre-make jokes, you know, you have these things in your lives where, like with Jada, where she, it might have been funny when she told it to her friends or whatever, but then when it came time to showing everybody else this thing that happened to her, we were all like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, yeah. Ollie, initial thoughts?
Mark?
I agree with Jayla too. I think it's a true testament to see, you know, I mean, so much of what, you know, drag is obviously going and lip syncing songs in clubs, definitely. But it's grown now to, you know, a real business. And if you want to, you know, get your name out there and you know, do your own thing, a one-woman show is something that you just do. And yeah. I think this is a good test. And it does, I mean, a good test for them, even if they may not have done so well, to go, oh, I really, you know, this takes a lot more work than just showing up and seeing and valuing the people that do it. And then seeing the ones that rose to the top. And I don't think anybody's surprised of who rose to the top, whether they were in the bottom or not.
Oh my gosh. Can I just say, I'm so happy my girl finally won a damn challenge.
Yeah.
But it's so challenging as a viewer, because like someone like Heidi, for example, who we all love and is America's sweetheart, she's going to be Miss Congeniality. Like we're calling it now.
Oh yeah.
But
oh
like
my
she,
God, yeah.
It just was really painful to watch, because, you know, as charismatic as she is and as funny as she is, just being Heidi, her trying to put on a funny show. Like, the concept sounded great, but it sucked seeing her just kind of bomb and it didn't really go anywhere. And it's like, we just want to see Heidi. So should a girl truly just come on stage for one woman show being herself, or should she put on a show, like become a character? So like, how do you like juggle this? How do you really dive into this challenge and be successful? And you think like Heidi would be, but unfortunately, like, that's just not, I don't know. It just wasn't Heidi's challenge. Heidi's so talented just being her. So it's really, it's a tough act to really, no pun intended, to really like follow, you know? So it was a good episode nonetheless.
Jayla. Well, here's the thing.
I feel like a teacher.
Really. I know, right?
Jayla has something to say.
Well, you know, we all have Spectrum internet. We know how that is. So it's funny how the girls are like, well, I don't know what I'm doing, or I've never done this before, but I'm pretty sure half of these girls, or more than half of these girls, have hosted drag shows every Friday night, every Saturday night. When you go out and you are the host and you do your first number, you come back out and you come and talk to it, that is a one-woman show, love. Yes. You've been doing it your whole career. So what's going to be different here, especially if a girl isn't ready? We've all been there. Oh, I'm not ready. Keep talking. And that's when the improv kicks in. And that's when, you know, that separates the host from just the performers. And I feel like if they haven't been doing that before, that's just another thing that you have to learn. Learn how to be good on a microphone.
Well, and it's like, you know, we talk about it when we talk about Snatch Game. And I talked about it with the last challenge with the makeover. It's like, this is the problem, is that people just want 15 minutes of fame. They don't want to win the show. So if you genuinely want to win the show, then you should be in an improv class. You should be inviting friends over to do their makeup. You should be rehearsing and watching and rewatching different characters that you want to do for Snatch Game, but they're not. You know, it's like, I'm just gonna throw some looks together. I'm gonna win because of my looks. Well, that doesn't really happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, and that's not the real world either. It's like, and you can, I'm not saying you can't. If you wanna be a look queen, be a look queen. Who am I to say you shouldn't do that? It's, you know, not my cup of tea. I'm probably gonna go get a drink during your number. Once I've seen the outfit, I now know that that's all I'm gonna see. I can go get a drink. So I'm gonna stay and watch a comedy queen, somebody who's put some thought behind a number, you know, that kind of stuff. So do you, I'm not saying not to do you, but don't come and expect it to just be handed to you.
Right.
Wise words, Mark. So let's talk about the puppet mini challenge, which I was so excited. Jackie picked Sherry, Sherry picked Heidi, Heidi picked Crystal, Jada picked Gigi, Gigi picked Jackie, and Crystal picked Jada. And
now do
Jackie,
that twice as fast.
I know, right? Jackie won, and she's won 3 mini challenges so far. Yes. So she's like a mini challenge slayer,
assassin.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But she's not doing so well in the main challenges, which is a bummer, because it's like she seems to be so quick-witted in these mini challenges, and maybe it's because they don't intimidate her as much. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then you'll see her struggling, but she's using the same skills like improv and acting and things that she would have used in the mini challenge into the main challenge. Now that didn't happen this week, but it has happened in the past. I also thought Jada and Crystal should have gotten honorable mentions, because I thought they were really funny with their puppets. But with everyone, yeah. I laughed. I think I like it because it's like reading challenge with like a shady visual.
Right. Did you think everybody made you laugh?
Yeah. I like puppets, Mark.
Everybody like made puppets. Me chuckle, but Crystal made me laugh.
I thought Crystal's was funny.
All right.
Mark, who was your favorite? Who was your favorite?
Oh, Jackie. I mean, I there were definitely others that had good moments, but overall, and the clip package that we got, it was Jackie's to, you know, hands down. I knew as soon as she got done, I was like, okay, she just won that.
Released like a extended version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said Crystal had Jada, right? Because whoever, yes, whoever had Jada's puppet, I think, yeah, it was Crystal. Like, yeah, that, yeah, looked just like Jada. It was, yeah, like her outfit, yeah, from last week. I was like, that's, yeah, so cute. It's like,
and
I
almost... then she was like talking about wearing the earrings twice. And...
yes, yeah, it was fun. It's cool, yeah, kind of them shading each other for things that we don't even really notice, but they as contestants notice, and they,
right, pull
it. And then we notice, obviously, because they're using the jokes and whatnot. But yeah, it was fun. But yeah, Gigi wasn't that funny though. Like, I think that's who you're alluding to, Mark. Gigi wasn't that funny. Like, everyone, no, was funny.
She wasn't not at all that funny.
There was nothing about what she did that was funny.
But it's fun. It's almost as if I don't want them to make over their puppets because they look like them as boys, and then they drag them up, and it's like, oh, it's a fun challenge though. But I guess this does confirm that we don't get the reading challenge, which I'm kind of bummed about a little
bit. I'm, yeah, telling you, that was the reading challenge.
That sucked. I like that challenge too, but it's like we could have had the reading challenge on top of that challenge.
No.
It's like reading challenge brought to you by, what was it, Box of Donuts? I don't remember.
Well, it better be from Box of Donuts.
It better be Box of Donuts. That's all that I can think of, because that's what I used to make my
It was kitty litter, girl. It was kitty litter.
Oh, girl. We got to get them some Box of Donuts.
Yes. We got to get them a Box of Donuts. So let's go on to the main challenge, I guess. I have to point something out. It was one little quick second scene that I wrote it down as soon as I saw it. Jackie Cox goes, "Oh my God, I love Whoopi Goldberg. I do so much Star Trek drag. Shows one picture."
Yeah, but she probably wears that 5 days a week. So
she's like, "I just live in this one Star Trek."
I was like, why? Oh God, I can't.
I do like that. Okay, let's talk about how they brought in Whoopi Goldberg as a guest. I was like, I was about just time. Like, yeah, I mean, their caliber of guests that they're getting is huge this season. It's huge. And it was cool. It's always cool to see queens who are big fans of someone get to meet someone that, you know, means something to them, because we had, yeah, we had Jada saying she was listening to the Color Purple soundtrack. You know, and Whoopi's career has been so long that you can think of different things she's done over time that could mean something to people. You know what's, yes, funny is she used to narrate this, like, back when California Adventure, the theme park that's like next to Disneyland, started, she had this whole like narrating the history of California. And I can remember as kids, they were like, "We're gonna go listen to Whoopi Goldberg in California." Oh, and they were so amazing. Darn excited about it. And I was like, what a weird, nerdy thing to be excited about. But I was like, that's one of the main things I'm like, that I thought was so cool about her. It's like, she's this huge star, but then, you know, she'll come on and she'll do Drag Race, or she'll narrate nerdy history things for people, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah, well, she's such, okay, a household, no, she's just a household name. Like, everyone knows her, and it is cool. I like that you brought that up. It is cool hearing, how people know Whoopi Goldberg, because everyone has a different answer. Like, for me, it would be like Ghost or Lion King.
Right, yeah.
Someone else would have something completely different, like the Disneyland thing. I'm like, what the hell? What? I didn't even know that thing existed, because her career.
She was, for me, she was Sister Egg, and she was, oh, yeah, she was the prince's mom is Cinderella, so she had an Asian,
right,
smile, so.
Right, with the white dad and Whitney Houston, Brandy. That's the only Cinderella that matters.
Yeah, so that's such a good Cinderella.
Yeah, I find that so amazing that we all can find like different generations of Whoopi, mm-hmm, and you know, so she's the very perfect like guest for this, and she had fun. You can tell she had fun, like Leslie, yeah, Jones.
And she has a good relationship with Rue, because Rue's been on The View before too. So yes, he just has a good relationship with so many people, like so many A-listers like Whoopi. So it's cool to see like who, okay, if they're gonna get Whoopi Goldberg, who's next to come on the show, you know?
Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
I like that her family was there too. I thought that was cool. It was not just Whoopi on the show, but it's like, you know, she brought her family in, and they were backstage in Snatch Game watching, and the one guy with the denim jacket turned out to be Gary.
Maybe they knew they could pick on him because he was Whoopi's relative. I don't know, but
no, I don't think she knew because she tells
her. Oh, you don't think she knew?
She tells her the Untucked.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. So what did you guys think of the actual challenges? I do like seeing you guys know that I love seeing the rehearsals, but in these rehearsals, you do see Whoopi giving some really great advice because she's a comedian.
A free masterclass.
Right, yeah. Right. Giving some really great advice. And you see where some queens do really well with that advice and then some queens not so much. And in Heidi's case, it was like she focused so much on getting that drunk moment right that she forgot to characterize all of her other people, which I think that's where she failed because everything kind of seemed to run together. You know, I couldn't tell who was who, and she was talking so fast I couldn't tell what they were saying almost.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to go back just a little bit because I found something in this episode that it's really important that I want to talk about. So they use the word super vulnerable a lot. And whenever they were at the rehearsals and they were talking and receiving this information from Rue and Whoopi, it seemed like the girls were, it didn't come across as being vulnerable. It just came across as being weak. Like everything was, oh, I'm not good enough. Or, oh, I just never thought I could. Or I always tell myself I can't. Just don't come. Just don't come to these shows if you're going to sit here and beat yourself up because we don't want to feel bad for you. We want you to win. We're giving you the props to win. So this is the perfect example on why healing with trauma, mental health, separation of the ego, all those things are important before you put yourself in these situations because you're going to fall apart and you don't know who you truly are. You're going to set yourself up for failure. You have to heal yourself first before you can be able to put on this alter ego because then you get caught up in that. So when they finally strip that away from you, you feel like you have to cry. You feel like, oh, I've never, you're pulling things that happened from years ago that you've never healed from. You know what I mean? So yeah. You can never be your best. So I feel like at least start a journey within yourself before you get to these things. So when someone gives you a constructive criticism, you're not talking about you being left at a bus stop.
Yeah.
I think Mark, you had a comment where you said like for Jackie, it seems to be like everything is like trauma.
And I like Jackie a lot, and she's not young by any means. I don't know how long she's been doing drag, but I you know, we've talked about this before. It's like, and I think that's why you don't see a lot of young queens going as far. And I don't think it's not because they're not good. It's what Jayla's saying is you're not, you know, I'm still learning who I am at a solid 28. And no comments. But you know what I mean? Like, you're still developing, you're still learning. Like, when I look, you know, I look back at things that I did and I thought, you know, it's crazy when you look back and you think you knew yourself and you know how to do this and you know how to do that. It's like, I'm still trying new makeup. I'm still trying, you know, I'm always, you know, what's so funny is even when I watch Drag Race, when they're getting ready, I'm sometimes not even paying attention to what they're saying because I'm watching. I'm like, oh, they're doing it like that. Like, I'm still watching that stuff. That's still interesting to me because I'm like, if I can still learn something, why not? You know, I love when I go out and somebody's like, oh, this is different. I like this. This is like, it's fun. And it's, I think Jayla's hit the nail on the head. I think that's,
well, exactly. A lot of people are disagreeing in the comments. Maybe we can read some of what they have to say, because we want to have a healthy conversation with both sides.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, that's just how I feel about it, because it's like, I'm not saying that you have to be tip top perfect, but just know how to be adaptable in these situations so that you're not always having to pull from trauma as an excuse. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, oh, well, that's just how I am, or this happened because of this. So at some point, we're going to get tired of that, and you don't ever get to grow yourself.
And we always, when the queens leave, when they get voted off, like, and Heidi's a perfect example. Sorry, spoiler alert. Is like...
Okay, if you're watching this after show, you got to know what happened. Right, like, exactly. Straight up.
It's like when you like, I enjoy the exits so much more when it's not boo hoo, woe is me. You know, she walked out of there going, I made it so far. You know, even her message at the end of the runway as she walked off was just like, you can tell, like, no, she may not, you know, her makeup may have evolved and didn't start off great. I always say costumes and makeup can get improved. Personality, talent, you're never gonna, and class, you're never gonna learn that. That's not a learned thing. And she just, you know, you can tell when they leave and they're like, you know what? I did my best. I'm so proud to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this. I look forward to the journey. Those are the people that we gravitate towards. You can go on and do your, you know, boo-hooing, like, you know, whatever, and just go. Bye. No one's going to come see you.
I know, but that's not going to win them the Emmy, though, at the end. I agree with everything you guys are saying, no. But, like, they're going to still cast people that are... But, like, I think one of the most beautiful moments was season one with Angina when she revealed she had HIV. Like, to me, that was really important for the community. It honestly was. And I just... I don't know. That's, like, really what made me, like... That's the most memorable thing of season one. Not even the winner, Bebe. Angina was the winner of that season, you know, because she was so raw and vulnerable, and that really wasn't a planned moment. So, like, I think, like, we need more, like, as Jayla always says, we need those real raw moments, you know, of, like, these contestants, you know, to kind of, I don't know, I'm just, like, thinking.
No, I agree, but I think you said it too, it wasn't like she sat and was like,
because the producers didn't even know that. They didn't even know that particular moment.
Yeah, you could tell that was a genuine moment. She didn't plan on even sharing it. It was just this happened to come out. And that's what reality TV is.
And that was strength. That was strength. That wasn't weakness.
Right, exactly. And that's how it started off, is that these were these vulnerable moments. We just caught them on tape. Now it's poking and asking questions to get them. And we know when it's, you know, constructed, but I think that I agree with you on that too.
Yeah.
I want to just pull this into actually some of the comments that Whoopi made in Untucked, where she was saying there will always be someone you think is better looking or funnier than you. And yep. The thing is, you've got to focus on you and just being the best you, because I think that as a performer, you're being asked to be vulnerable a lot. So that can either cause you to, you know, because you're tapping into that vulnerability, it can either cause you to melt down, or you can say, I'm going to use this as a jumping point, or I'm going to use this, as a, like a therapeutic thing. I thought Jackie's skit, in the show on Friday night was really funny, and she was able to have some like emotional poignant moments in it that were probably therapeutic for her. Yeah.
But did you feel like it was also villainizing her parents, like, you know, for being like a homophobic lady, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, it didn't show where the connection came in. It was just like, you found a boa, you hate everything I do. Like, it's more of a resentment story I got from it.
Mm. I mean, I can see that. I can see your... seeing it that way.
I also don't have a problem with like somebody villainizing someone that hurt. Like, look at Kelly Clarkson wrote a whole song about how her dad sucks, and it's a good song. It's like, it's like, if you're gonna use like Pink wrote actually about her current husband, wrote a song about how he was being a fuck up. So I think if Beyonce, you know, like, you look at these people who use these moments in their lives to create art, and then they don't have to like drag it around in their personal lives. And
this is why we have, wait, let me say this first, because I know the chat is going off right now. This is why we have healthy conversations without, like, you know, having arguments. Like, I want to hear everybody's point of view. And, you know, thank you guys so much for commenting and letting me know, because I'm reading too. I'm learning from everybody and what they got from me. But just for me, I just wanted to share my opinion.
A lot of people in the chat are saying that Jackie said that her mom
did show her love. And I think that's another thing that you work out on stage. It's like, she clearly has a complex relationship with her parents. It's like, yeah, her mom, you know, her mom may have done these like crappy things to her, but she still loves her mom and her mom still loves her. As humans, like, we have all these like complex emotions and relationships. And just like I said, it's like when I'm talking about like Pink or Beyonce writing these songs, they're writing songs about people that they continue to stay in a relationship with. It was like a form of therapy for them, you know? So they're not people that they like hated. They're just people that they were like, you did a crappy thing to me and now I made some great art out of it. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts before we move to the runway?
Okay, can we just talk about SP? Like, I was so angry with her. Like, yes, we get everything that she's did in the past, but this was the moment where I'm like, you are the most selfish, horrible performer. Like, okay, it was funny, but 17 minutes, girl, are you kidding me? Are you poor, yeah, Jada? Why couldn't, if you were gonna do 17 minutes, I'm sorry, I was waiting for this moment, go last. She didn't want to go last. Like, to me, it was so shady. Like, she wanted to shade, it almost read to me as like showboating, you know, take, like, yeah, totally like trying to throw someone under the bus, like Jada. Like, it just read to me as she was trying to deflect anything off of her onto someone else, you know, like, so I don't know if you guys read that. Like, I feel like she just deserved so much more than what she got. Cause are you kidding me? Everyone else had 5 minutes. She got literally 17 minutes of BS that we obviously, yeah, glad I didn't see it, but that was just like the biggest like slap in the face to me in this episode. I enjoyed the episode, but I'm like, are you kidding me, SP? Like, are you kidding me? I hated that so much. So I just want to know your
thoughts. I still can't believe though, it's just weird that, you know, when you go to watch a live taping, like when you go to see at least the live taping of the finale, you understand that you're signing up for stopping and starting and stopping and starting. So what I don't get is why the producers didn't play her off or like do the whole vaudeville cane and just drag her off stage. It's like, yeah, you
play
have
the music,
ability.
Yeah.
The award show music, like, da na 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 na.
Yeah.
It's what, like, do you think that was like, I don't know,
produced?
No, I don't want to call everything like that's produced.
Right, right.
The show is produced. I mean, it has a producer, but I don't know. Like, I think everybody had the same time limit that they had to somehow cut into 5 minutes.
Yeah,
but they just show her whole take.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I was gonna say is, you know, and I've done stand-up comedy where you go on that stage and there's a light straight across from you. And when that light goes on,
you wrap it up.
You wrap that shit up. You don't go. And when you do go over that, that's a big no-no, you know? And then you'll see even comics, oh, I know I got my, let me da da da. And there's other comics that are waiting that are like, no, that's not, I don't go over my time. And that's the problem. And that's, you know, when I say, I've been saying this for years, about these drag queens who come in and do some 15 minute mega mix during a show. I'm like, girl, if you can't get it done in 3 minutes and 45 seconds, you shouldn't be doing this. You need to drag this out for 15 minutes because you can't make enough money in five, then you shouldn't even. I said, if I ever had my own show, it would have a time restriction. And if you go over it, you're not coming back. And this whole nonsense about Jayla, this is why I wanted to ask Jayla.
Ask me, Tao.
Do you care? Do you care? Do you even look at like who's before you in a lineup or where you are in the lineup? Like, does it make a difference to you where you fall in the lineup?
Yes and no. And I'll tell you why. Okay. So it comes with a type of knowing your audience. So if the show is going to be like, if you are the host, I feel like, and this is how my lineup goes, the host never goes first. Host goes maybe, well, yeah, the host always goes second.
I get that, but I'm just saying, like, people used to say that to me when I would perform, oh, you have to follow so-and-so. Are you nervous? Why?
Oh, are you asking like, do I feel some type of way about like someone else going on before?
Yeah.
No, because right. what I can do is like, you know, I'm captivating a different side of from the audience than someone right. else is.
Right.
So I don't, I'm connecting to a whole different group.
The whole lineup thing to me, every time this comes up, and here's my thing. And this is what I think she should have done is, okay, you all think you're the front runners. So of yes. you front runners, figure out who's closing the show. Because if that's the hardest thing to do and you're a front runner, then you should be closing out the show. Because then technically you're the most talented, right? So figure it out. Amongst those of you who think you are in the top of running, you figure it out. Plain and simple. Right? Because that's the closer is like the main event, the big show. Then okay, go ahead. You guys think you're the big show, figure it out. Who's gonna close the show?
But Ollie, did you have, because it sounded like earlier you had thoughts about what happened between Jada and
Jada just seemed really
Jackie in Untucked.
Oh.
As to like how Jada got upset because she didn't do well and she thought it was the fact that she was last when she was after Sherry's like 17-minute number, you know. Did you have a thought on that, or
it was more so just I'm still pissed off about SP, like it seemed very like showgirls, like push you down the stairs to me. Yeah. Personally, in my point of view, and yeah, like they even brought it up on the main stage of like, girl, you clocked in 17 minutes. So, and I feel like that genuinely did ruffle like Jada's feathers. That probably spooked her because she's like, oh great, like she was still funny to the audience, and then Jada kind of just bombed as well a little bit with her performance. So yeah, since Jackie won, I think she just should have, I don't know, structured them. If it really was a big deal for the queens of like the placement and whatnot, she should have just really took it more into her hands, because I feel like it was kind of like, eh. It's almost as if she let them like pick who was going where, like in the when she structured it, the placement. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Old news.
If it makes you guys feel any better, I don't care what placement I am with you guys. So. Yeah. <no.
laughs> Well, let's move on to the runway. Love to hear you guys' tops and bottoms. Mine this week, I thought Heidi and Jada both look gorgeous. So I thought it was, even though I didn't want them to lip sync, it's like, I thought it was great to see them lip syncing against each other because I love the song, Prince's 1999. I'm glad they were wearing purple. They were in these gorgeous gowns. They're both really good lip syncers. So that was like a high moment for me. But Crystal, no, I did not like her toilet paper outfit. No.
Yep. I thought it was so cute. I loved it. She was like a purple gizmo from Gremlins. It was so adorable.
It was very Crystal.
It was so Crystal. I did not, I'm sorry, I have to bash her again. SP was scaring the S-H-I-T out of me. She looked terrifying. And I was like, I was not here for that.
I like the top half of the outfit. The skirt thing, I was like, whatever. She should have wore like a bodysuit because it was very like Eartha Kid. Like,
yeah. You know?
But mm-hmm. missed the mark. It was okay. The mug was amazing. The gold flakes was amazing. You know, I saw that mug up close. She can paint. Yeah. We'll give her credit.
It wasn't her typical face that we've been seeing constantly. She's been doing the same red lip. So, okay, it was a different face, but I still didn't like it. But yeah, like I loved Crystal. Jada was just flawless. Like I really enjoyed this runway nonetheless.
I feel like no one
girl.
There we go.
Was that kimchi?
Oh no. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. No complaints. Okay.
Earthquake in the valley. Oh, no,
but Justin Jayla's house.
You're in Hollywood, right?
No, she's in Studio City.
Oh, Studio City, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I would say, I guess that's what I get for praising SP.
Right?
I was gonna say that no one actually did like terrible this week. I guess they're all trying to prove themselves and get in that finale.
Well, it's so funny because I feel like I usually like, I don't know, I thought this was Jada's best look, hands down. Like when she came around the corner, I was like, I lived for Jada's outfit. I just thought it was everything. I wish I was thin enough to pull it off and tall enough to pull it off because I would wear that 100 times over. And I thought Heidi looked the best she's ever looked. I don't know. It was so weird because I really wanted to like Jackie's, but there was something I don't know why I couldn't like, I think it was because I always say too, if you have to explain it to me, you know what I mean? And until they said one eye, one horn, fine people leader, I didn't know what it was. And
so I thought that's what Crystal like, was.
Huh?
I thought that's what Crystal was. And I was
Nobody knew what Crystal was.
But I don't think Crystal was trying to be anything other than Crystal.
And
I would say this, like, when I always judge it on two is like, who am I excited to see? I'm always excited to see Crystal. I'm excited to see her interpretation of this challenge. And I will say this too, and I might've said this before. When I first started doing drag in Columbus, we used to kind of theme our shows. So it would be, you know, I don't know, we'll say purple, whatever. But like we would all do songs that had to do with something, which there's a part of me that's why I think I like the runway so much, because it's kind of your interpretation of this thing that we're gonna do. And I just look forward to Crystal's, whether I'm 100% behind it or not, mm-hmm. I'm genuinely excited to see what she's going to do and how her mind works. Mm-hmm. With Gigi, I think I put my finger on it this week. I feel like I'm on the fence because she wants to come off as runway, high fashion, you know, all this. But then when she's doing the runways, she's skipping and doing like all these campy type moves. And I think there's a disconnect for me there. It's like, if you're gonna come out and be, you know, this fierce look queen, do it like Raja did it in season 3. Work that runway. Stomp it, own it, be that girl. She doesn't do that. She comes out and it's always like weird, quirky things. And I just, like, it was a good, like, I like it. That's a very Lorraine type look. But was I blown away by it? No.
The Daphne?
Yeah. I was blown away by it.
I liked it. I saw it in like cosplay. I was like, Gigi, yes. Cause like I've been kind of like not really liking Gigi's looks, but of course it's like Daphne Scooby-Doo. Hell yes. My only critique is Daphne does not wear green tights. She wears purple tights.
Yeah.
But like
it was loose.
Loosely based. Can't get that copyright character, you know.
I know. And she couldn't say Daphne, you know.
But it was fun. Like, it was such a fun runway. I love people, like, I love that Jada was high fashion editorial, and so was Heidi. And then it was nice seeing, like, those characters, like Crystal and Gigi, kind of do, like, more fun concepts with their look. So I just really, one of my favorite runways of the season, if not, maybe my favorite runway altogether.
Nobody was bad. Well, except for Crystal. Nobody was bad except for
Crystal. Oh my God. It was okay.
But she won the main challenge because she was hilarious as that stripper man.
Phenomenal Phil.
Phenomenal Phil. That's who it was. Phenomenal Phil.
My nephew and my niece do little movies, and his character's Devious Dan. So it was so funny because when she said Phenomenal Phil, I went, is that? No, it's Devious Dan. Like, it made me think of my nephew's movies. So it was cute.
I really want Phenomenal Phil to be like a thing. like do workout videos and stuff based on like kitty litter and what else. So fans of the week.
Yes.
Len, who reminded us that it was season 9 of Drag Race when Mark found out what charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent was.
I need to find it. I'm going to try.
So look through the season 9 videos.
Laura and Jay Hubbard said he was there. So I know Jay was in and out a lot. So now at least I know I don't have to look through the episodes where all four of us were there. So
yes. Laura Hubbard and Cameron Richardson. Congratulations. You guys are fans of the week. Yay! And then Mark, what was your quote of the week?
Quote of the week, even though I had like three quotes from Heidi, I was like, okay, I can't keep giving it to Heidi. It's actually going to go to Jada.
When, yes.
When they were talking about the Golden Girls, they didn't know who Rose Nylund
oh,
was.
Oh, yeah. And what was that? Says,
I'm thinking it's some bitch from New York City. They I don't know who that is. My bad. Look over there.
Oh, my God.
That was wild. That was a wild moment.
I love how Look Over There has taken off.
Yes.
It's
with
good.
The puppet, when she did it with the puppets and stuff like that. The other thing I forgot, I just looked at my notes. One of the things I was going to say, sorry, was Heidi's look for her one-woman show was probably one of the best looks I think I've ever seen Heidi in. I just thought she looked absolutely phenomenal in that look for her show.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah. So I'd like to ask you guys if you have any predictions for either how they're going to figure out how to shoot the finale or who will be in the top four.
Well, I think it's going to, I mean, this is just my guess since SP is no longer. I think we have our top four right now. I think it's Jackie, Crystal, Gigi, and Jada. I think it's just whether they're going to eliminate and go to a three. You know what I mean? Like they're going to go to a final four, but then only do three at the finale. Or, because I don't know if there's someone going to go home next week. I'm assuming someone's going to go home.
Yeah,
probably.
So they may have to bring that person back to fill in for SP. I don't know. They may just go with a final three and do it on Zoom. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they would have brought someone back, but I think because it's just like a hassle right now, they're still trying to figure out all the kinks and whatnot. I think it is just going to be a top three. Like, I think they won't. They might not even do the whole lip sync on over Zoom. I think they might just crown a winner. Like, that's my prediction. That's the most realistic thing. Obviously, I would love for them to practice social distancing and fly them in and just be super like careful in some kind of warehouse in the middle of nowhere that's sanitized. Yeah. But I think they're just going to have to do like the Zoom on reunion Zoom and like the some, I don't know, they'll figure something out. I think they're just going to have to announce a winner.
I think they'll do something. I think they'll do some sort of Zoom thing, some video that they may go in and tape everybody and piece something together. There definitely won't be a live audience.
Yeah. Like Real Housewives, they're doing the reunions over Zoom. Yeah. So, and they look decent. They look pretty good. The quality is good.
Well, a little birdie told me that they are doing a Zoom reunion. But I don't know about the finale. I'm pretty sure that's right after. Maybe they may do like a pre-recorded thing because that's what they've been doing with the Globe Theater for the Work the World tour. So maybe they may do something like that. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because you could. I mean, I was thinking as far as the finale, like the Zoom reunion, I can definitely see. But as far as the finale, you could even have like, you could have one person come into, I mean, assuming they're using El Portal again, I don't know. But in that theater, you could have one person come in and one person be so far back and tape it and still have just two people in the theater, you know? Yeah. So you could have them scheduled in like blocks of time where you have like one person comes in, performs here, another person comes in, performs here. Yeah.
It's just a matter of flying out like the finalists and if they want to fly too, you know, they'd have to take like every precaution.
Well, for the first time in Drag Race history, all six of you are the winner. And I'll see you for All Stars.
These are her favorite top six, so.
And I just want to take a quick moment to also ask you guys what you thought of we had the All Stars preview roll out this week. So I wanted to ask you guys what you thought of the All Stars cast. We have
We have a couple of returning people, but we have a very, very special friend of Mark's, Derek Berry.
Yay! I just want to know what constitutes an all-star.
Someone that's going to bring the drama, storylines, and memorable.
Someone that's going to say they're not dressing like Britney Spears, and then in the show, dress like
Britney
Spears.
Literally. Thank you. Don't
that's what happens.
You know what's so funny is, no, I'm not even going to say it. Forget it.
You save it for if it Celebrity Drag Race.
right.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited. I'm happy that it's no longer going to be on Showtime.
Right.
We're going back to VH1 because ain't nobody got time for that right now. So I'm excited. My eyes right now are on Shea Coulee, Jujubee, and Angina.
Yes. I love it.
I was really happy to see Angina. That was a lot of fun. I like that they're getting queens from the earlier seasons.
Yeah.
There seem to be a lot of like season 2 and 3 queens too. That was fun.
The way they casted it, they got from like past and present. So I love that there's like such a good mix this season. And I agree with your top three that you chose, but I love Cracker, obviously. So that's literally my top four. I love Cracker, Shay, Jujubee, and Angina. I'm so excited for the All-Stars 5.
Mark's just going to be the one-man Derek Berry show.
I'm just looking at your face. You're just like, Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, thanks.
I can't.
One last plug for Box of Donuts, the makeup I'm wearing.
Yes, give me a box of donuts.
This episode was brought to you by Box of Donuts.
Hello. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. It's perfect for your face. It's super pigmented. Get you one right now, girl. I got you. Hit me up.
And it stays on when you're in a sweaty room in 90 degrees in the valley. So
hello. Okay. It doesn't keep your camera from not falling down, but it does keep you looking good when it does.
So check out Jayla. You have new things in your makeup line too, right?
Yes. They can just go to batmecosmetics.com, BATME Cosmetics. And if they use the code AFTERBUZZ, you can get a discount.
Yay! You guys can get a discount.
People are saying, asking about why there's no season 11 girls, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they said they don't want to have girls who just finished a season on the that All-Stars. So I think from now on, that's kind of going to be a trend. If there's somebody
tape them like right back to back?
Yeah,
so it right. would be too hard.
I don't think they should anyway. I think it's smart to put that space between them. Yeah.
Same with the UK. Like, it's too soon to put the UK girls on All-Star. Well,
I'd love to see the UK girls on a US All-Star.
Me too.
I want to see that mashup.
That'll be good.
UK versus USA.
It's bound to happen.
Book it.
So you guys, we're going to have Secret Celebrity Drag Race right after this, and we have invited our own Secret Celebrity to join us. So stay tuned for that. Do you guys have any other announcements or news and gossip before we wrap it up? No?
I'm good.
Mark, you're not doing Drag Race Weekly?
Nope, not right now. No.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for that when it comes back.
Hello. Okay.
You guys can find me at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Mark, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the Mark J Freeman, or follow my lavish drag life at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
And you can follow me on the gram. Follow me at Who is Jayla Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty.
Hey guys, it's Ollie. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
Thank you guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.